While unemployment numbers in the U.S. are steadily getting better, millions of Americans, of course, remain out of work.
However, some industries are reporting difficulty filling open positions right now. And News Nation correspondent Janelle Fort joins us with more on the conflicting problems. Janelle.
Well, Robin, Marnie, the hard part about this is the reasoning behind people not seeking work and not occupying these open positions is complicated. It's multifaceted, and there's no easy answer to how to fill these open jobs.
More vaccinations, businesses reopening, and fewer Americans being laid off. Last week, unemployment hitting a pandemic low for the second week in a row, reporting 547,000 first-time jobless claims. It's an encouraging number for a U.S. economy struggling to recover from the financially crippling pandemic. But there's still a ways to go.
And at any other time, if we had seen, you know, 500,000 plus people filing for unemployment claims, initial unemployment claims, we would say that's insane. That's crazy. That's just too huge of a number.
Dr. Tom Smith, a finance professor at Emory University, says the labor market signaling a positive trend, but doesn't paint a complete picture.
Our labor force participation rates haven't increased. And so we have to be careful with any kind of long run trend prediction.
4 million Americans still rely on some form of a jobless check, and some industries say they're hiring but can't find people to work.
I have so many different ads out, and if I put up 20 different things, I'll have one person that will respond to me. One person, maybe two, and maybe one of those people will show up for an interview.
The hospitality industry, one of the hardest hit in the pandemic, now easing back into business.
I need enough kitchen staff. I have to have my food runners, my busers, bartenders, servers. And now we have to try and make it as enticing for people as possible for them to come and work for us.
There's no clear data on what's driving this and many factors at play.
There are people who are taking advantage of the system, but there are people who are at home because of loved ones or themselves who are higher risk.
And the many forced to stay home and provide childcare for kids not back in physical school.
There's huge differences between the unemployment rates of different genders and different races. And so I just, the smart way to think about this is that this economy is really not treating everybody the same way.
And closing those gaps is the challenge to getting the job market and the economy back to COVID-19, to pre-COVID-19 levels. In Atlanta, Janelle Fort, News Nation.